Now, before the game, you might have heard the use of an unfortunate word, so I'll hand you over to Eamon.
I'd just like to apologise to anybody. I thought we were on an ad break, and I used a four-letter word. I'm very, very sorry for the offence. I'm sure I caused to some people. It won't happen again.
Thank you, Eamon. Thank you. Right, let's concentrate now.
Thank you. I've met him.
It's so funny. I don't know if it's Gary Cook or Eamon Dunphy.
No, it was Eamon Dunphy. It was the sincerity of the apology. In fairness, he did the right thing.
Yeah.
But we're talking about apologies today, yeah, and the art of saying sorry, Olin.
Yeah, sorry seems to be the harsh word and all that. But it's not a word that people use enough, to be honest with you, you know. And as usual, usually these scandals, they're always worse than people trying to cover them up. So I put together a few of our favourite apologies of all time, you know. But your one, the first one you said off the top of your head upstairs was Bill Clinton. But
yeah, absolutely.
It is the most famous, isn't it?
Yes.
Will we have a blast?
Oh, why not?
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. I know that my public comments and my silence about this matter gave a false impression. I misled people, including even my wife. I deeply regret that.
All the same, he had some neck. He didn't. Listen to me carefully, I didn't. And then, well, I did. I'm sorry about that.
Well, what was
and
brilliant.
I misled everybody.
What was brilliant about that, you could actually see it first time round when he was saying, I did not have sexual relations. Himself and his counsel, they pored over the wording of that statement and whether having sexual relations constituted, you know, any, what would you call it, friskiness in the Oval Office, whatever type of friskiness they got up to, and what you could actually say and what you couldn't say to make it technically, legally sound, but not really the truth, you know.
Mm.
But he got away with it, let's face it. And the interview with his Hillary afterwards, you know, where she said, I'm not some Tammy Wynette standing by my man, I believe in this man, and all that kind of thing. So, but, you know, it was 1998 anyway. Towards the end of his presidency. So
but then he came out and he said, OK, I did and I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and that seemed to, OK, everybody's well, OK again. Americans, we all love Bill again. And you know, I think if he could, and I'm sure he would if he could, instead of a dead wife run for the office again, he'd be voted in. Probably.
I would say so. There seems to be less vitriol about him than Hillary. But heads of state have
women,
made.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I absolutely agree. Yeah. I think being a
so
you
know, hard
being any kind of a minority.
Yeah, is she
not
a mother?
The women are
is
a minority,
she
but
businesswoman? Is she a wife?
Yeah,
is she?
It's true.
And she's just wonderful at all of them.
Well, sorry seems to be the hardest word. We're talking about the art of saying sorry, and we'll continue it after 4 o'clock. Now, you want to mention Lance Armstrong, Olin?
As Robbie is there,
the big
and he
sorries?
Started off talking about the Tour de France. Lance Armstrong, as soon as he said Tour de France, I thought Lance Armstrong. Because he was like, for years, and he was absolutely adamant that he never doped. And there was an Irish, couple of Irish people involved in that story. But again, then, of course, in 2013, it was just last year that he went on Oprah to confess everything.
We talked about apologies. And I told you that I owe a lot of people apologies, and the obvious ones, the ones that we know by name.
Mm-hmm.
The Frankies, the Betsys, the Greg LeMonds, the Tyler Hamiltons, the Floyd Landises, the M. O'Reillys. I owe them apologies. And whenever they're ready, I will give them.
Do you owe David Walsh an apology?
That's a good question.
Do you owe David Walsh an apology, who for 13 years has pursued this story,
right,
who wrote for the Times, who's now written books,
right,
about you and this entire process?
I'd apologize to David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, the film documentary about Lance Armstrong, The Great Lies, on Channel 4 this evening at 9 p.m. So if you didn't see the movie
oh,
when
right.
it came out, I don't know how well it did in the on the big screen. Yeah. It was a film documentary that's been made over years by this fella, Alex Gibney, his name is. But at any rate, it's on TV on Channel 4 tonight. But go on, Ellen, you're saying.
As we were saying, sorry seems to be the hardest word. Certainly for him it was. Absolutely. And as I was saying beforehand, like an awful lot of times, it's not, the biggest scandal is not the event itself. It's the cover-up and it's the refusal to acknowledge. And it's, sure, I mean, but the heads of state, we played Bill Clinton there, heads of state have apologised over the years. Tony Blair didn't apologise for the famine. David Cameron apologised for Bloody Sunday. I mean, these are big things for heads of state to do.
Email Mooney at rte.ie or text 51551.
RTE Radio 1.
Olin, back to being sorry.
Well, we were talking about heads of state and we were talking about sincerity of apologies, and it's a big thing for a head of state to make an apology on behalf of a whole nation, and that's what David Cameron did in 2010. What did I say? In 2010, in the wake of the Savile Report being published on Bloody Sunday. And I do think it's worth acknowledging the sincerity of the report, of the apology on behalf of the nation that he made, and it's worth having a listen to it.
Mr. Speaker, these are shocking conclusions to read and shocking words to have to say. But, Mr. Speaker, you do not defend the British Army by defending the indefensible. We do not honour all those who've served with such distinction in keeping the peace and upholding the rule of law in Northern Ireland by hiding from the truth. So there is no point in trying to soften or equivocate what is in this report. It is clear from the Tribunal's authoritative conclusions that the events of Bloody Sunday were in no way justified. I know that some people wonder whether nearly 40 years on from an event, a Prime Minister needs to issue an apology. But what happened should never, ever have happened. The families of those who died should not have had to live with the pain and the hurt of that day and with a lifetime of loss. Some members of our armed forces acted wrongly. The government is ultimately responsible for the conduct of the armed forces, and for that, on behalf of the government, indeed on behalf of our country, I am deeply sorry.
Yeah, I have kind of memory of people watching it on a big screen and applauding.
Yeah.
Crowds on the street. Was it in Derry, was it?
Well, yeah,
sure
Derry,
it was.
Yeah.
The Guildhall, yeah.
And I think love him or hate him, love him or hate his politics, I think we could all tell the sincerity of that apology. There was one, as we're on a roll with heads of state, so we might as well do the most famous apology of all time, and it wasn't even expected. And it was, if you've ever seen the movie Frost Nixon, if you haven't seen it, I certainly recommend it. It sets up the whole series of interviews that he did, David Frost did with Richard Nixon. And at the end of it, he got what he was hoping for all along.
I think that there are three things I would like to hear you say. I think the American people would like to hear you say. One is, there was probably more than mistakes. There was wrongdoing. Secondly, I did abuse the power I had as president. And thirdly, I put the American people through 2 years of needless agony, and I apologize for that. And I know how difficult it is for anyone, and most of all you, but I think that people need to hear it, and I think unless you say it, you're going to be haunted for the rest of your life.
I'm sorry. I let down my friends. I let down the country. I let down our system of government. Dreams of all those young people that ought to get into government but will think it's all too corrupt and the rest. Yep, I let the American people down. And I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Thank you very much indeed, Olin.